Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day. Yom Chamishi, the 14th day of Kislev here in the United States, and already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, 15th day of the month of Kislev in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the now one remaining hostage, Ran Gvili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Please keep in mind, amongst all those in need of a refuah shalema, Rafael Yitzchak, Aaron, Ben Malka Chana, may he and all those in need have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Mordechai Geiger of Beth Israel Synagogue in Omaha, Nebraska, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Geiger's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English. That will be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear and special and brave Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Geiger will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds, give each of us here the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Geiger.
Thank you, Rav Herman. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that the tefillah of Mincha has a special koach, a special power. There's an amazing story about Eliyahu HaNavi there. And the Mefarshim tell us the reason why Mincha is so special is because it's smack in the middle of the day. We're in the middle of all sorts of things. And for a person to pause and to recognize and realize that all of it, the results, are up to and come from Hashem, that's an incredible koach, it's an incredible power. So I can only imagine the koach and the power of the Tehillim we're about to say. In the middle of our day, everyone is busy with whatever it is, and here we are about to give a special tefillah. So thank you for joining us. Believe it or not, we're coming up on Hanukkah. In the halacha of Hanukkah, there's a discussion whether or not it is a mitzvah to have a meal. And so those who say there's no mitzvah is because the fight, the war of Hanukkah was really over our spirituality. But the argument for the meal is that Hanukkah was also a Chanukah HaMizbeach. We were rededicating the Mizbeach. We were again able to bring the Karbanos, to bring the offerings. And for this, it's certainly deserving for us to have a Sudas Mitzvah, to have a meal. It's also for this reason that we read on the days of Hanukkah, we read the gifts and the offerings, the karbanos that the Nesiim, the priests, brought every day, even though that wasn't during the time of Hanukkah, but really the completion of the Mishkan was actually on Hanukkah. So I want to take a look at something unbelievable regarding the dedication of the Mishkan, and I think it will shed some light on the dark times of the winter, and especially the holiday of Hanukkah, which we're about to enter. So in Parsha Shmini, Aaron HaKohen is about to bring his first korban, his first offering, and Moshe tells him, "Krab al HaMizbeach, come close to the Mizbeach." Did Aaron not know the halacha? This is Aaron HaKohen, one of the greatest men to have ever lived. He needs a reminder from his brother, get closer before you do what you're supposed to do. So Rashi here tells us Aaron was embarrassed, and so Moshe reminds him, it was for this that you were chosen. Again, Rashi hasn't really helped us, he's just left us with more questions, because do you think Aaron, who is a Navi in his own right, doesn't know that Hashem chose him to be the Kohen Gadol, to be the high priest? Do you think that he is not going to listen to the words of Hashem? So Ramban brings from the Medrash, Taras Kohanim, a mashal, a parable, to explain what is Rashi is really saying. So imagine you have a king. And the king needs a wife. He wants to find the queen. And so he dates all of the eligible noble women. And nobody quite matches the standard of royalty and modesty and righteousness that he's looking for. And one day in his travels, he comes across a peasant girl. And he realizes this girl is the one who is supposed to be his wife. And so he brings her to the palace. And they have a beautiful wedding. And a few weeks later, the king sends a message asking for the queen to come and assist him with something. And the queen is sitting in her room crying from embarrassment. I'm a peasant girl. I don't know the ways of royalty. I don't know how I'm supposed to conduct myself. I don't know how I'm supposed to behave. So her sister comes into the room and she tells the queen and she says to her, this is why the king chose you. Now on face value, the Ramban didn't really add much to Rashi. It's a beautiful story, but it's the exact same thing. So Moshe Feinstein explains, you have to understand the relationship between a king and a queen. The king has thousands of servants. There is nothing the king actually needs from the queen. Anything that needs to get done, he has a way to take care of it. But there's something that none of the servants can offer him, which only the queen can. And that is the closeness, the relationship, the partnership, the love that is between husband and wife. Of course, Aaron was going to listen to the words of Hashem. Of course, he was going to bring the karban. Of course, he was going to do everything in the appropriate manner following the halacha. But Moshe says to him, that's not why you're here. You weren't chosen so that you can, with embarrassment and distance, fulfill the halacha. Hashem chose you, like the queen in the story, because he wants the connection with you. He wants you to come with a love and an excitement to be fulfilling the mitzvah. This is an unbelievable lesson for us in life. Whatever the challenge is, whatever the situation that Hashem has put us in, whether it's a struggle with our children, maybe it's at work, whatever it is, there is a tendency to feel, I can't handle this. I can't do this. Or, why did Hashem send this my way? But the reality is, every one of those situations is Hashem telling you, Lokach natzarta, this is why you were chosen. This is why you were brought here. Is because you, with your unique personality, with your unique strengths and maybe weaknesses, can bring a light into this world and bring a closeness to Hashem. Hashem can get everything done. But only you can do it in a way that will bring that special love and light into the world. And so this is the lesson of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, of Chanukah. And as we call out to Hashem now with our Tehillim, remember also that those pains and those challenges are also a message Hashem is whispering to you. I chose you because you can do this. Parachaf, Psalm 20. Lamanatzeach mizmar li David. Yancha de nebiyam tzara yiskavach Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezercha mikodesh umeten yisadeka. Yizkar komen chasacha. Adonai Yoshia Melech Yanenu V'yom Karenu Kuf Chaf Aleph 121. Shilamalo Sesai Nael Harim Yainu V'Ezri Ezri Mimadunai Yosei Shemayim V'Aret Alitela Mutzaglacha Yenum Shemrecha Hinei Lo Yonum V'Lo Yishan Shemei Yisrael Adonai Shemrecha Nitzil Chayet Minecha Yom Hashem Ashleya Kekal V'Rech Balayla Adonai Shemrecha Mikorei Shemrecha Nafshecha. Adonai Shmitzes Chavuecha Me'ata V'Yadolam Kuf Lamed 130 Sharm Alos Imam Akim Kirsich Adonai Adonai Yishima V'Kuli Tiena Znecha Kashuvos Kol Tachanunai Im Abanos Tishmaya Adonai Mi'amor Kim Chasicha Leman Tivarei Kivisi Adonai Kivsa Navshi V'Livar Ho'Cholti נפשי לאדוני משמרים לבוקר, שמרים לבוקר. יחל יצל אל אדוני, כמלני חסד והרבה מופידוס, והוא יפדס ישראל מכל עוונותיו. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנשיא מעשר ושביו, ועומדים בין ביום ובין ויבוא השם מלכים מרחם עליהם, ויוציאם מצל לברכו מאפי אלו לאום, ומשיבו לגאולה השלו בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. Let us say Amen. Mishaberach l'chalei tzahal. Mishaberach avasin avim mitzchak v'yakov, v'yivarech et chalei tzava hagana l'Yisrael, v'anshei kochos habitachon, homdim al mishmar atzeinu, Varel in Mikval Halavanon Vami Bar Mitsaim Menayam Hagadol Adlavo Harava Bachol Makom Shehem Bayabasha Bavir Vayam Itin Adonaita Venu Akimalim Nigafim Lifneam Avishbor Huishma Vyatus Halin Mikotsur Tuka Mikol Negomachala Mishlach Brachavatsachobachomase Dehem Yidabers and Imtahem Vitem because they show Vatas Nitahom Vikyam Bamakasu Kadena Lachem Halich Imachem Hilachem Lachem Imoevechem Lishasham ונאמר אמן. משבח לחולם, משבח הבתינו מתחוב יעקב, משה וארן, דבר שלמה, יברך את החולם. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachamim Aleyem Lachamim Larpam Chazakam Lach Yasam Yishlach Lem Yerfuah Shlema Min HaShemayim Lachol Evreim Lachol Gidem Sof Sharech Al Yisrael Yerfuah Sanefa Shufuah Tagov Hashta Baglav Zman Kariv Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Geiger. Great to have you on. And we look forward, please God, Yirtz Hashem, to having you back on the Daily Tehillim call. Also, thank you, Rebecca Levy, for all of her coordination behind the scenes. I really appreciate all you do for us here on the Daily Call. For us here, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day, a beautiful Shabbos.